Hey, is this thing on? Hey, good people. Welcome to episode 30. It is just me, solo. Won't be a full hour, probably, because who really wants to listen to me for a full hour? It is your buddy, Matt Lewis. We had scheduling conflicts and communication issues. I would say 95% of that's on me. I'm coming off of an illness, but it's not like it's anything transferable. I don't know if you could tell from the last episode, I sounded like garbage. I sound better now. That's good. Yeah, I mean, if you want me to live, that's good. That's good. That's a good thing. I was ambivalent. I was ambivalent on my own survival. That's how I felt about that. So I was supposed to schedule a guest. I kind of made a half-ass effort at it. And then I was just like, oh, we'll just throw together an episode Marcus already had made. He had a other commitment come up with his work, so he's doing that today. So show must go on. It's a Thursday. Some things that caught my eye. You know me, I'm a college football fan. This Texas A&M thing is wild. It is nuts. Jimbo Fisher from Texas A&M. He got fired. He got fired. He had seven years left, like $11 million. It's got like a $77 million buyout. He's going to get paid $26,000 a day for the next 8 years. Somebody broke it out, like $26,000 a day for the next 8 years, not to be a coach at the Texas A&M. And he didn't have a horrible record. He was not like killing it by any means, but he was, this is, you know, we had Nate Craig on, and he was talking about how college athletes should just get free medical for the rest of their life, and I give him a little pushback. Nate, you were correct. Nate, you knew what you were talking about. If there is money to pay somebody, to pay a man $26,000 per day for the next 8 years not to be the coach, there's money. There, you know, guys can get free medical. That's, I'm in favor of that. I'm in favor of that, you know. It's just wild. What was his record? I can look it up here. I'm doing it kind of half-assed today with just Wikipedia as my co-host. That's how I roll. Now, I remember his I think he started at Texas A&M in 2018. He won a championship at Florida State. He took over for Bobby Bowden, I believe, in 2010. With 83-23. Great record. He had those three runs where in 2012, 2013, 2014. I think those were the Jameis Winston years. They won the championship in 2013. I believe he beat Cam Newton. And it was great, you know, great team. And it was kind of the last year, 2017, it was kind of getting weird. I think he missed a bowl game. Yeah. And I think Florida State was just about to fire him, and Texas A&M was just like, "Oh, you won yourself a championship here. Let us give you money." And he had a good record there. I think it was 45 wins and 25 losses. Not spectacular, but good. The SEC's tough. The guy he replaced, Kevin Sumlin, the black guy he replaced, had the same record, and they fired him. And then they had to pay Sumlin out a chunk of money, and then they overpaid for this guy Fisher, who got the same freaking record. So, you know, and he missed a bowl game last year. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing. I'm impressed at the mediocrity. It's kind of like, he's kind of like a, it's like a Big Lebowski kind of thing, you know. He peaked early, and he's just kind of riding that out. I like that. I like guys that make a lot of money and don't earn it. I a lot of people will look at that and say, that's the wrong way to do it. And I go, no, that's the right way to do it. You know, why work hard? Why work hard if you're already paid? You know, it's like a politician. It's like, why do something for free when you could just wait for a lobbyist to pay you to do it? You know, You know, why should I do the right thing whenever you can just pay me to do things? I respect that. And here's the other thing. His name is Jim. It goes by Jimbo. He's in his 50s. He's got, what, 56 years old? 55, 56, 58. Ah, man, my name's Jimbo. I mean, he is from West Virginia. I'm looking this up right now. The guy just seems like a joke. Who calls themselves Jimbo? And I mean, maybe I like a toddler, you know, like, oh, that's little Jim, you know, that's Jimbo. I get that, you know, or maybe through high school, but 58 years old and he calls himself Jimbo. I don't respect that, but I also respect that he does. I don't respect calling yourself Jimbo, but I respect that he wants people to call himself Jimbo. I mean, I like that. I like how he had, I identify as a Jimbo, Jimbo Fisher. He's also like, I don't know how much you follow college football. Probably, hopefully you don't follow it as much as me. That's healthy. I follow college football way too. I care more than I should. He's in that special elite level of coaches that are all represented by the same agent, which is very weird. Jimmy Sexton. And Sexton is like one of those old guys. He's like an old Southern guy too. I want to know how old he is. But like he represents like all the elite level college football coaches. He's 63, so he's probably around the same age. He also represents some players, but like he represents like Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban and you know, like the good coaches. I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head. Of course, it's like Steve Sarkisian, Lincoln Riley, that kind of thing. He went to an evangel Christian school, so there you go. Which is, it's just weird, you know. I mean, we had one of those in my in the town I grew up in, Rima Bible College, and I think it's a great place to go if you're looking to become a minister or a preacher or work at like a private Christian school or something like that. I think that's the ideal place to do it. Or you want to get more in touch with God. You want to learn about your walk with your religion. I don't think you should be a business manager. You know, you go to the University of Michigan, you go to a Harvard, you go to a USC, a UCLA, something like that. I mean, even Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, you know, University of Tulsa, something like that. If I'm going to make a business decision, I don't go with a guy from Evangel Christian School. You know, it's just silly. That's just, I'm talking logic again. I can't do that. All these same coaches, all these guys that are making like 12, you know, not 12, but maybe 8-9 million. Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State. I think he's a Jimmy Sexton guy, but he doesn't call himself Mikey. He calls himself Gundy, but that's his last name. But guys that still end their name with a Y. I don't like to speak in absolutes. I'm just kidding. I absolutely like to speak in absolutes. But I would say like 95% of them are psychopaths. Men that still in their name in a Y. I guess if your name is Jay, that's cool. I can go with that. But there's probably other ones. Like, you know, I could see a Larry, but I think Lawrence is a little bit more distinguished. Barry. I could go with Barry. I'm not a big Barry Switzer guy. I'm a big Barry Sanders guy. Jerry, that just call yourself like Jerry Jones. Call yourself Gerald. You're in your fucking 70s, man. Just be, grow up. Ugh. This guy Jimmy Sexton. Anyway, get back on the topic. He represents a number of these high level coaches. They're all making $7-8 million. And here's the thing: he moves them around. College football is like his like personal game of Parcheesi, if you will. You know, he just picks a coach that's hot and says, "Well, he's a finalist for the University of Mississippi State coaching job. So And if he's already got a job, he either tries to get him that job or he gets a raise for his guy. And then all these coaches, all these schools just keep going, oh, whatever you want, whatever you want. And it's just like, and these are all schools that are, financially bankrupt. Like in Oklahoma, my guy, Mike Gundy, makes $7 million a year. They go to school 4 days. A lot of the state does, the public education system. It's not the exact same thing, but it's like, there's a way to do this. And there's a way to be competitive. And there's a way to educate children. There's a way to educate. I think football schools should be able, I think football teams should make money. I think football schools are good. It gives people a nice distraction. It's fun. It's a good reason to chug a beer. It's a good reason to meet somebody. It's a good reason to high five a stranger. I like those kind of things. I don't believe the coaches should make $7 million or more. I don't believe he should make $11 million. That's how I feel about that. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it, but that would improve the greater good. Because I've lived in Oklahoma, and you don't need $7 million there. You don't. I'm not sure if anybody knows that. I don't know if anybody's earned $7 million in Oklahoma. I mean, like Kevin Durant, maybe. He was good. Garth Brooks. Oral Roberts. But he would, you know, just snowball people and getting, you know, old ladies to sign him a check. And you know, they pay, you know how much to pay waitresses in the state of Oklahoma? $2.13. $2.13. Waitresses make $2.13. Waitresses and bartenders and servers and stuff like that. So you could keep a really low nut there, you know? It's just... There's a way to do this, and I don't feel that we're doing it. I don't feel we're doing it right. Here's me. I'm going to talk economic policy. That's what you want. You want to hear your comedians talk economic policy. That seems good. That seems like a great idea, right? Yeah. I had a mild panic attack the other day. Ever since September, this is November, in September, I received for my birthday from my father a pair of AirPods. I had joked that people look like weirdos, just always talking on their AirPods. Then I got a pair, and I sleep in the fucking things. They're great. The sound is great. The convenience is great. I like to keep them charged at all times. I went somewhere without my AirPods. I took them off and put them into a pocket, and I grabbed my case, and they weren't in the case, and I had to sit in a waiting room, and wow, that's rough. That is rough. I like to listen to podcasts. You like to listen to podcasts, clearly. But yeah, I went to go pay my my car note, or not car note, but car note. What's it called? License, car registration for the year. I was sitting there for maybe 3 minutes, but it felt like an eternity. I was like, do I just read a magazine? What's going on? There's nobody else to make eye contact with, so that was all right. Gonna be a lot of those. There's gonna be a lot of coughs and sneezes today. I'm sure Marcus is really upset he's missing that. Do I read the AAA magazine where they talk about taking a trip to go see old general, the grand general, California Redwood you could drive through, you know, or go look at a bed and breakfast in San Luis Obispo, you know. You want to go look at trees or, you know, nice little mom and pop thing. And I did make eye contact with, because when you go to the AAA, you get the reversal for the DMV here. I pay the $100. I pay $100 a year, and the one or two times I have to use it, I freaking love it. And I actually made eye contact with one of the clerks there. And he was just like, he was looking at me like, this guy's going through it right now. He looked at me like I was having a mental breakdown, and I probably was. Luckily, they called me up, and I got help. Not a big fan of the state of California this week. Not a big fan of the state of California, because I had to go get my car registration redone. I am late on it. It went up from 1:30 to 1:40. I don't know how that happens. Usually it's based on the value of your car. A car got older, okay? So the value would go down, but price went up. And I didn't realize, I'm more than 30 days late. That's on me. My bad. My bad. They told me, well, there's going to be penalties for that. And I go, that's fair. I figured, you know, 15, 20 bucks, you know, teach me a lesson, slap me on the hand. That's, you know, it's going to be $66. It was going to be 50% of the cost of the car registration. $66 on $142. The state of California is out of their fucking mind. I don't understand. First of all, if you're going to charge this much, shouldn't the roads be good? Shouldn't the gas be cheaper? Shouldn't there be adequate number of lanes for traffic? Can I drive on a freeway that's not covered in graffiti? You know, heaven forbid you're from out of town and you need to look at a sign and it's not covered up with, Sleepy Loves Ziggy or whatever, whoever, and like, it's, how about you maintain, how about what I'm paying for goes to what it's for? How about that? And not a train that takes me from Bakersfield to Fresno, because nobody's taking that train, and that train will never get done, and it's silly, and it's wasteful. I don't need a train to go from Bakersfield to Fresno. I mean, just get it done. Just, ugh, they're the most wasteful, stupid people. Yeah, anyway. So I had to, then I find out that I need to get smogged, which is fine. You know, they say you have to do that every 2 years. But I got smogged. I didn't get smogged in 2020. I was supposed to get smogged in 2020. I didn't do that because all the smog places were closed. No, I was supposed to get smogged in 2021. All the places they waived it for that year. So I got smogged last year in 2022, like I'm supposed to, like a good boy, like an obedient Californian. I say, please let me drive my car. Please let me drive my sedan. Like I'm driving a freaking diesel or locomotive train or something like that. It's idiots. And I get the car smogged, whatever. They gave me my registration last year. So I have to go get my car smogged this year. I also need an oil change. It was due. I get the oil change and I go, hey, do you guys do smog? And they go, no, we don't. Okay. Because I went to the place I had gotten the smog before. And once they get it up on the rack, they go, oh yeah, we don't do smogs anymore. They were squeezing me for that. They were squeezing me. It was, God, California. Fucking Christ. So I say to the guy, I go, well, the car's already up there now, isn't it? And they go, yep, it would. And you're going to charge me for the oil change. All right. So he jacked me for an oil change. I'll never go there again. I'll tell everybody else not to go there again. Also, the mobile on Santa Monica and Vine. Fuck that guy. You know? Whatever. I hope he goes out of business. Yeah, you know what? If I'm the one that puts you out of business, you weren't doing too well anyway. Yeah, they have a garage in the back of a mobile. Screw that asshole. So, I go to get a smog. I have to go. I have a service engine light on, and I'm told, why do we make this difficult? Why? Well, that. So I go to find a mechanic because I don't have a mechanic. The guy I was going to is Armenian guy Fred. He was great. I think he moved back to Glendale, maybe Pasadena. I don't mean that in a racist way, but He was great. Like, if you find him on Yelp, there, everybody loved the guy. You know, people would, they're like, oh, he's at this place now, Armenian Fred. He was this blue-eyed, rugged dude who would just knock, who would just take care of business. He was just one of those dudes. And anyway, he was in Hollywood for a long time. Then he moved to Pasadena. And now I'm not sure where he's at. There needs to be an HBO Max documentary to find Armenian Fred. Anyway, so I go to a place that I'm told does the diagnostic. It's a all-in-one where they have a body shop, diagnostic, because I have a service engine light problem, and then they do smog. So I go to this place, and you're dealing with broken English anytime you're getting your car worked on. I just need to go to the suburbs to get this taken care of. I'm tired of trying to support local businesses because they don't support me by not speaking English. That was the other one. Was I went to go get the oil change. I used this service I had. It was called Car Advice, and I got had this crazy price. It was going to be $30 for an oil change. That seemed unreal. I was just like, all right, cool, I'll get it. So I take it to the place, leave my keys, tell them I'm a Car Advice guy, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, you know. It was 9 a.m. appointment. I think I got there at 8:55, dropped the car off. It's east side of Hollywood. I'm not on that side of Hollywood that often. I used to live over there. I got a little nostalgic. I was walking around. It's like a nice gray morning. It was this morning, and it's like, oh, you know, maybe, hey, I need to, there was this hotel bar I used to go to a friend's comedy show at. I was just like, I want to see if that place is still open, you know? Because I don't think anybody's doing a show there. Maybe me and Marcus can, you know? It's not open anymore. The hotel's open, but the restaurant and the bar is not open. Thanks again, Gavin Newsom. You're great. You know, why leave mom and pop restaurants open? You know, why try to help them? Why try to let them stay in business? That's, you know, whatever. That's a whole nother thing. Walk around. I was looking for another place. I can't remember the other one. I think it was a hotel that got demolished. They're building a new thing that, the grocery store I used to go to. I went there a few times. It was always sketchy as fuck. It was a Food for Less over in East Hollywood. It's gone now. It's bulldozed. They're making a mega project. They built the mega Target right next door. The Target that sat empty for 6 years. It's great. It's great. It's so gargantuan and ugly. They're really trying to make East Hollywood like the new Manhattan, which, you know, it's already got the graffiti. It's got the graffiti, but doesn't quite have the value. So that's going on. I can't remember the comedian. It was this black guy who said one of the funniest things I'd ever heard in an open mic. You know, talking about the place Food for Less, just about how shady and shoddy it was. It was like a that grocery store so shady. They don't even have aisles at Food for Less. They have alleys. They have alleys. So funny. Walk around. It'd been 45 minutes. I go back, and there's two service riders in the store there. And there's one guy on the left, and there's one guy in the far back. And it was the jankiest place I'd ever been. It was a freeway off ramp, basically, is where it was. It was the end of a freeway off ramp. They had sunlight that would come in from the south, but they had the trees growing up in front of it, or not trees, but branches and shrubs that hadn't been, I don't think they've been trimmed since COVID. It was dark, and two of the lights were out and two of the lights were flickering. And we're sitting in this weird, I don't expect auto mechanics waiting rooms to feel like I'm, you know, in the lobby of the Bellagio. But, you know, I expect there to be if you're going to work on my car, if you're going to help me maintain my car, I could expect you to maintain your office, you know? And, it was this gruff Spanish guy. He had spider web tattoos on his arms. And I'm just have spider web tattoos. you're doing a job. You're probably doing it well. You're probably, you know, taking care of your family, taking care of yourself, keeping yourself off the street. Long sleeves. I'm concerned about what my Toyota is going to run like. I don't care about your gang affiliation. You know, do what you got to do. You know, after work. But why don't we just button it up? Why don't we button it up when you're dealing with the general public? Why don't we do that? And then they had a good day LA on, and it was on like this streaming feed, and it kept like, which is annoying. Morning television is just god awful anyway. And like, oh, and we're gonna talk today about oatmeal. Isn't oatmeal interesting? And you know, like, I don't know who watches this. I think anybody who like, it's like the Good Morning America, Regis and Kathy, or Regis and Hoda, or Kathy and Hoda, or whoever they are, and Michael Strahan, and whoever, and some chick. I don't know. I don't know who watches those morning shows. But I think you're on meth. If you're not on meth, maybe you should be on meth. Those run for the first 2 or 3 hours of the day, and then the local ones come on, and they do the exact same shit that the Nationals did, and it was horrible. Why? And it was on this buffering thing too, so we'd get like 80%, and then it would cut out. And it's not like I was wanting to listen, but whenever it keeps going, and I'm sitting next to it, and it's like a tile room. It's got hard surfaces. I know this because I've done enough comedy that I can tell like when a room is gonna suck. And I'm like, oh, this. It luckily, you know, I almost want to do a stand up show in your fucking auto mechanic lobby, you know, and it would have been a little bit better than what was on TV. And they're talking about like, oh wow, and the traffic's gonna be bad because we accidentally let homeless people set a fire under the freeway. Whoopsie! You know, here's the other thing: they set a fire under the 10 freeway. I have a joke about the 10 freeway. I've actually the 10 freeway in Los Angeles is called the. This is true, but it's also a joke. But it's true, but it's also a joke. It is called, if you drive by, you'll see it. It's called the Rosa Parks Freeway. Yeah, it's called that because you never get up and move. Thank you. I remember the first time I did that joke, and I was in at the Barbara Morrison Performing Center of the Arts in Ladera Heights in South Los Angeles, we'll say, South Crenshaw, not far from where they shot Boys in the Hood. And I remember a comedian, well, he's like, he's killing it now. You ever seen him? Tony Baker leans over to me and goes, "You wrong as hell for doing that joke, but it's funny." He said something like that. But it was just like, it was one of those ones where and I had like old black people shaking my head after that joke. It like took some balls to say that, but you pulled it off, you know. And I mean, it's just, you know, I don't mean hate. But I mean, you know, you don't ever move. You don't ever get up and move when you're on the 10 freeway. Anyway, so somebody set fire to the freeway. We're setting fire to the freeways here. What it was there was a stack of pallets and a stack of hand sanitizer that hadn't been used. And it was contained underneath the freeway, and somebody I'm assuming it wasn't an employed gentleman. I'm assuming it wasn't a guy with a mortgage. I'm assuming it wasn't a guy who attends religious services of any kind. I'm assuming it wasn't a car owner. I'm assuming it wasn't a parent of children that knows what's going on with their kids. I'm assuming a lot. I'm assuming it's none of those groups. I'm assuming it's not a taxpayer. So the freeway is shut down. And this is what they're talking about in the morning news. You got
And the freeway is going to be out for 3 to 5 weeks. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that horrible? I go, you know what? Maybe you should have just bulldozed it. Maybe you didn't need it. Maybe if we can do without it for 3 or 5 weeks, maybe we can just get rid of a lot of freeways, you know? Why don't we make it where people don't live so far from their homes? Or from their workplace? Why don't people work in the places where they live so they don't try to segregate themselves from people of other races? Why don't we try that? Why don't we try that? I worked in some dog shit places in LA, like Vernon. Yeah, Vernon, like a big industrial park. It was just all plain buildings. It was, you know, south part of downtown LA. I think it was Chris Rock said that's what you need to do to get rid of crime is you need to take down all the old abandoned buildings. Because you ever notice in the movie abandoned warehouses, you need to burn down every abandoned warehouse. Where do the bad guys in every movie meet? An abandoned warehouse. Yeah, that was a Vernon. And like I think that town was like a couple square miles. It wasn't huge, but there was like 20 residents of the whole town. It's a tax shelter. It's a scam. It's fun. I don't know, guys. We got the holidays coming up, and I feel like the big winner already. I'm probably gonna have Thanksgiving dinner at Marcus's house. Marcus is an excellent cook. I've got another invite. My family's going to Mexico for Thanksgiving. Basically because they're Mexican. No, most of my family out here is Latino, and they go to Mexico. That's fine. I'm not going. I like LA when it's empty. I like going to the movies and having a whole row to myself. I usually have Thanksgiving dinner with my family, but they're not this year. My other go-to is Marcus and his lady friend usually have a Friendsgiving kind of thing. It's always fun. It's always nice. Marcus is an excellent cook. Don't let him. He is not lying about that. He's great. So I'm doing that. I'm doing another one. I got out of a Thanksgiving dinner. Pretty excited about that one. I got out of one. I accepted an invite. Love the lady. But there was a lot of back and forth on this. It could have been just like, hey, are you wanting to join us for Thanksgiving? And I would have said, yes, that'd be great. Because I try to, bachelor, I try to squeeze 2 or 3 plates in, you know, take a little bit from every place, work it out for the 4-day weekend, you know? And it was just so much back and forth with all the drama going on at their place. And I love the lady. And I met her boyfriend before. He was cool. He's great. I met their son once. He's cool and great. But I like food. I like food and I like friendship. What I don't like, I don't need a soap opera. I don't need a reality show. I need mashed potatoes. I need gravy. I need turkey. I need pie. That's what I need. I'm a man of simple tastes. That's what I can say. Thanksgiving's coming up. And I'm gonna try to squeeze up a couple extra episodes for you, Patreon members. If you're interested, first 7 days are free. You get the advance episodes of podcast day early. Other thing you get is you get a little bonus footage, bonus coverage. You get me giving Oklahoma State reviews, even when we lose. You get Marcus giving Tampa Bay Buccaneer reviews every even if we lose. And we're going to pull up all of our Patreon members, draw a name out of a hat, figure out who gets it. And you may win a free Thanksgiving dinner prepared by Mr. Marcus Stewart. He makes excellent food. I'm going to eat some of it. You're not going to have any of mine, but you have to win it yourself. Definitely recommend that. Check out the Patreon. Check it out. You can check it out at the $2 level. Check it out at the $5 level, you know. We also have advertising opportunities. If you have a
if you have a like a family-owned business or something like that, or you're running for political office, or you know, if you just want to, if you want to just shout out some weird stuff, you know, you can do that. That's a higher rate for that. We're doing well. We're doing well with the podcast. We have over 1,500 downloads in the first, in just over 2 months. That's pretty good. We may be at 3 months now, I guess. Yeah. Oh, we're just under 3 months. We are just under 3 months. And every month we get more downloads. That's amazing. That kind of means, I think, you like us. Huh? That you're subscribing. What? We appreciate it. We love doing this, but it's nice to know that people like it too. Thanks for liking it. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing it. What else can I say? If you're on Apple, if you want to write a review, that helps out the show. We had our first review that I think, okay, this person's going to murder us. Yikes. That's happening. Well, hopefully it's not happening, but it may be happening, but it will be happening. Who knows what's happening? That's what I got for you guys. It's a short episode. You know, Jimbo Fisher, way to go. Way to get paid. I like a guy that gets paid without earning it. Car advice, it's crappy. Don't use them. California, just print out your own stickers. Just fake people out, whatever. It, you know, AirPods, keep them charged. And Thanksgiving dinner, you know, pass the gravy, save the drama. That's what I got for you guys. You can find me on social media at The Fun Matt Lewis, MattLewis. You can find Marcus at Marcus Stewart TV. Check out the Patreon and check out the ad. Thanks for listening, guys. Love you.
Man, I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty, Marcus.
I am.
Boy, parched. You're parched. What kind of beverages do you like, Marcus?
I like stuff, you know, that's not only, you know, hydrating, but maybe a little bit nutritional to me, you know?
Oh, have you heard of organic kombuchas from Salty?
Organic kombuchas from Salty? Tell me more.
Well, they're organic kombuchas from Salty. They're made in the factory in San Diego and shipped across the country. You can purchase them at Whole Foods, Target, and many other retailers.
I don't want to drive that far. Is there another way?
Well, you could order them online and get home delivery.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know what? If you spend more than, I think, $69, maybe $79, because I'm not exactly sure, your shipping is
free.
Exactly. Just like those annoying mattress commercials. And you like saving money, right, Marcus?
Free.
You want to save even more money than free shipping?
You know I do.
Well, when you go to the checkout, put in the promo code OV points.
OV points.
And you know what that means?
No, I don't.
15% off your order, Marcus. Doesn't that sound like a great deal?
Wait a minute. So you're saying I can sit at home, get it shipped to me for free, and save an extra 15% by using the promo code OV points?
I am not shitting you at all. That's a pretty smart idea. They also have healthy snacks and sportswear.
Sportswear?
Yeah. So what's that website? What's that website you were gonna look at?
Fanatics.com?
Oh. Oh, it was salty.com. We're going to do that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we'll leave this part in. Yeah, yeah.
You started talking about sportswear.
Well, no, yeah, because Salty, yeah.
They sell sportswear on salty.com?
Yeah, like running shorts and stuff like that. And
what the?
Like water bottles.
Yoga
mats, t-shirts.
With their logo on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's wrap this up again.
Okay, okay.
Well, I'm going to leave all this in. You know, do I need to tell you the name of the website again?
Salty.com.
SOLTI.com. And don't forget that promo code OV points.
Awesome.